Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, happy Cyber Monday, Upstate. This is the Tara Show. Tara will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the Ingalls Markets Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. But before we go to that, I'm going to take a cue off of the text line and have a discussion with El Presidente.
Well, that sounds like a dangerous situation.
Well, I'm being told that there's going to be martial law.
Okay. You heard from Governor McMaster?
No. I just heard this on the text line.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing about this, I really wish everybody would just put this to bed. When they start talking, first of all, anybody that thinks there's going to be martial law, you tell me if you've ever heard any different from this. Whenever you get out there and say, okay, how's that going to work? Mm-hmm. First they tell you this, and then you actually throw some logic at them like, well, okay, well, you know, about, let's say 60% of the military is going to desert and take their A-10s and their Apaches with them. And so we too will have these things. Plus, there's the red states and their National Guards and all this other stuff. So then they shift from that to the blue helmets, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if somebody says, the UN's coming, I'll be like, all right, so we got time for another hand, and we'll play another hand of cards or something.
Yes, right.
You know, the UN is coming.
Because unless it's a U.S. troops or one of our allies in NATO, I'm not the least bit concerned about any blue-helmeted soldiers.
Well, listen, I served in Europe in the 80s. I don't know what it's like now, but in the 80s, we were told then in the 80s that the reason Germany had such a good welfare state is because we paid more for their defense than they did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I would go to the field, and the Bundeswehr, the armored guys from the German army would show up, and I would look at their armored personnel carriers, and they would be armor-alled. Their armor would be shiny and reflective.
Which is not a good thing.
I'd be looking at it like, hey, how often does this see the outside?
Yeah, and if you have something that's shiny, that's real easy to spot. You know, you want to throw some dirt on that. You want to cut down the reflection there.
During the Schützenier, when we would be shooting competitively with the German army, they would shoot and just fire at the wall just to get done so they could go to the beer tent.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, even looking at our high-speed allies, I'm not that concerned with it. But let's dispel a few notions, shall we? Can we
go right ahead?
So, like, let's say, okay, so all of law enforcement gets in on martial law. There, before the defund the police movement, there was one cop for every 19,000 people. Is that a winning ratio to you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Let's say all of the military is in on it. Well, when you start talking all of the military, you have to understand that most military might is projected via naval and air force.
Right. Yeah.
So there will be no carriers steaming to Ohio.
No.
there will be no echelon wings of F-15s getting ready to strafe Nebraska, because that's infrastructure, and everybody needs the infrastructure within the United. You're not going to blow up the infrastructure. We don't even do that in most of the other countries, for the most part.
Yeah.
We'll do it in the interiors of the cities, but we try, because then we have to go back in and fix it the way we do things. Mm-hmm. So half of the military is out. So then this, and then there's this last thing that most people don't talk about right now. But during the last quarter of 2020, we lost a major military exercise. And part of the scenario was a defense of Taiwan. And we did everything the way we have been doing everything up to this point. And everybody's been studying us in the 20-year war on terror. Mm-hmm. And they know how we get our stuff together and how we get ready to muster our stuff and put it together and get our forces together and then send them out. We got destroyed in place in that one. And then recently, the Marine Corps just lost a big military exercise to the Royal Marines. So right now, we have hijabs in the military. You can have facial hair in the military. You can wear whatever cover you want in the military. You can be transgender in the military. You can, you know what intersectionality means in the military. Oh, yeah. Fighting, that's a lost thing. So what do you think? Do you think real martial law, the real sort of Venezuelan kind of thing, is actually a possibility here in the United States?
No, not really. I really don't. I mean, that would be so hard to enforce, so hard to actually make it come about. I don't see it happening. Is it a threat? Certainly. And it's something that freedom-loving Americans should take seriously. But I think there's far greater threats to our freedoms and liberty through cancel culture, through legislative edict and, you know, judicial fiat.
Well, the thing that I find the funniest about this is when, you remember, after January the 6th, when they decided to surround the Capitol with all the National Guardsmen, then they realized what they had just done. The people they had surrounded themselves with, they were like, oh, wait a minute. We got to get rid of these guys. They probably voted for Trump. Yeah. I mean, can we even trust them? I mean, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That right there is far more effective. And then being able to use the mainstream media and social platforms to continue to put out threats and to put out instill fear into the hearts and minds of the American populace that, your friendly conservative Republican is actually a white supremacist in disguise.
So you realize that right now today in the upstate of South Carolina, you and I have a bigger audience right now in the upstate of South Carolina than CNN does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unless it's at the airport, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So you're sort of forced to watch that.
I get that whole media thing. I keep hearing this thing about, well, the media will handle it. They don't have to actually do anything. But that's not really holding true anymore. Because the media has been losing eyes and ears for years now.
Yeah. And so much of what is considered news now is simply something that shows up on a feed on someone's Twitter feed or Instagram or Facebook, and all they're getting is headlines, and they're not getting the detailed information or any context about whatever is being said. And many times those headlines are extremely misleading, if not outright false.
Well, I can't tell you how disillusioned I became when I saw that Mark Ruffalo had RIP'd Rosenbaum and Huber. Those poor, murdered, misguided souls, and that's the kind of thing regular people see. And then they look at Hugh Huber and Rosenbaum were, and then they look at Ruffalo and they say to themselves, wow, even an idiot can become an actor. A world famous actor can be an idiot.
Well, we've seen numerous examples of that over the years. So, and they can also become politicians too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. I just, martial law is probably the least of our worries. Yeah. The biggest problem we have in the United States today is apathy.
Yeah.
And the idea that there's a stopping point where we can fight the fight and there's going to be a winning point. There will never be a winning point because we're dealing with people.
Well, I think it's apathy for the truth.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the problem is that we're too quick, and I say we collectively as a culture, are so quick to take a headline or an internet meme about something and believe that to be fact when there is absolutely plenty of information, if you ever look at it, to disprove the very theory.
Yeah. As always, excellent to discuss things with you, sir. When we get back, we're going to talk about Chase Bodine, the way he does his job. It looks like he's actually related to Jethro Bodine. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ingles Markets Talk Line. 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I was talking about this immunity that all of these prosecuting attorneys, DAs, and everything that they enjoy. And at the same time, you know, becoming a district attorney or a prosecuting attorney doesn't mean you get to burn down your community. It doesn't mean you get burned down the country. Of course, nobody told anybody that. Nobody's told anybody that. And that is unfortunate because it has become quite the thing to do. Like Chase Bodine. Chase has a very interesting past. You know, his parents were fugitives from the law, so he was raised by his uncle Bill Ayers. And, well, right now in California, you have this very unprecedented crime spree going on right now. See, they decriminalized shoplifting. For most major retailers, when something is shoplifted, that means it's covered by insurance. It's not really owned by the company. A lot of these guys, a lot of these big box companies, these big corporations, they operate on, you know, 60-day credit, 90-day credit. So they don't ever actually own what they've got. When it gets stolen, they haven't really lost anything. They're going to get covered by insurance. Their loan is going to get paid off. Everything's going to be okay. This is a very simple explanation of certain things. So, you know, the details that I'm missing, that's because I don't know what they are. They do operate on something, you know, very short-term paper is what they refer to, the actual term for it. So And this is what the left looks at. They look, well, they're not really losing nothing. So when they decriminalize shoplifting, like in California, if you steal less than $950, and I don't know where they make this breakdown, like if can you do that per store? And then can you do $950 at Walgreens and then go steal, or excuse me, can you go steal $949.99 at Target and then go to Walgreens and do the same thing and then go to Walmart and do the same thing? Now, what's beginning to happen is that these stores are closing in a lot of these places. They're not going to put up with this because they're in the job, they're in the business, rather, of making money. So being able to pay off their short-term paper doesn't actually make them any money. It's just a break-even thing for them, for the most part. But then they have other issues that come from this. First of all, nobody's going to go there and shop. Nobody's going to go there and work. If somebody can roll in with a buggy and just fill it up with $949 worth of stuff. Now in San Francisco, recently they've had this 3-day period of smash and grab robberies on the remaining retailers there because there's been a lot of shutdowns of the rest of them. And now he's decided to make noise about being tough on crime. And the problem here is that nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. When he tried to organize a rally, which, you know, he's running for district attorney again. Well, he's up for a recall. He's up for a recall. That's part of his problem. He, like Gavin Newsom, is being recalled, and he's trying to whip up public support against it. Because in California, you have to, the way they do things, they have to, they just have to beat back the recall to not be recalled. When he decided to do his rally, he got chased off from his own rally. And then some of the answers he was giving to the press were very solicitous, given what he's actually put in place and what he's been, because Chesa Boudin has a problem with mass incarceration. He thinks that too many people walk past a jail and then they get snatched into it for doing nothing at all. And I'm not naive. I know that there are people in jail that probably shouldn't be in jail. And at the same time, I know there's some people that are being released from jail that should never leave jail. But while he's out there, now that they're hitting places like Louis Vuitton, where a single purse costs more than their daily limit, you know, that they can legally shoplift, now he finds this absolutely unacceptable. And he's going to bring charges on these bad boys. Mm-hmm. So all of this is absolutely unacceptable. But, you know, civic order is not the classroom. You're not getting out there trying to shush people who are talking during your oratory of the lesson. You're actually trying to maintain a very thin veneer of order. Without the and hey, listen, I'll be the first one to point this out to you. The purview of peace rests with the law-abiding citizens of America. It has nothing to do with the cops. Has nothing to do with the government. It has everything to do with the fact that you're just basically pretty good people, all of you, all of us. But if you tell the bad guys that you're not going to do anything about them, the bad guys are going to go wild. Welcome to California. Welcome to the world of Chesa Boudin. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Text line is just too entertaining for me sometimes. Very distracting. Ingles Markets Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Sometimes somebody texts something, I'm just looking at that going, I don't even know how to answer that. 19th century French philosopher Auguste Comte coined the term demographics is destiny. He posited that falling birth rates in Western countries would inevitably result in those countries losing global influence. In 2002, John B. Judas and Roy Texeria expanded on the notion when they wrote the book The Emerging Democrat Majority. Rather than looking at demographics as destiny through the lens of birth rate, they looked at it from the perspective of immigration. They predicted that urbanization and growing minority populations would lead to Democrat Party political dominance for decades to come. As minority communities grew in America, so then would their influence on U.S. politics. This would be good, by default, according to everybody out there, for Democrats. Because, obviously, the minority vote belongs to the Democrats. In fact, per the Democrats, you can't belong to a minority if you don't vote Democrat. Remember Joe's campaign proclamation? If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. It seems that the Democrats have the power to put citizens on ethnic probation if they deviate from the Democrat voting plan. And ever since the book came out, the Dems have been spouting demographics is destiny, like a six-year-old with a new word. It became their guarantee for long-term political dominance. If they won an election, it was because demographics is destiny. If they lost an election, don't worry about that. Demographics is destiny. We'll get the next one. It must give them comfort, except for the stolen elections. And here lately, they've been on a losing streak ever since then. Does anyone doubt that demographics is destiny is the reason the Democrats have become the open borders party? It was a natural extension of their belief system. Minorities' votes belong to them. Right? That's what they say. That's what they think. Therefore, more minority voters is good. The more people admitted from Central America, South America, and the Caribbean, the more votes they'd be getting. Guaranteed. Negative national and social impacts be damned. It's the votes that matter to the Democrats. Let in 20 or 30 million people, grant them amnesty, have them give birth to U.S. citizens, and then count up the votes. What could possibly go wrong? All they needed to do was flood the country with Latinos and not screw it up. They had destiny in their pocket. The Dems gave the green light to all of their leftist fantasies. This was just everything they needed. Except they forgot the don't screw it up part. They should have read Comte's work more carefully. It was about birth rate, not politics. The Democrats don't have control of the minorities any more than Republicans have control of Liz Cheney or Mitt Romney. Even if people from non-European ethnic groups become dominant in American politics, they are not owned by the Democrats, at least not since the Civil War. And here's the thing. The Democrats have never considered that members of minority groups are living, thinking human beings. Surprise! They can think for themselves, and they have their own opinions, and their skin color doesn't automatically make them stark, raving mad members of the left. If the Democrats want the minority vote, they have to treat minorities like people, not their private property. That certainly puts a kink in that whole political dominance plan, doesn't it? Black America knows this. They knew this already. Why the GOP does not approach Black America is astounding to me. Black America would be such an augmentation to the American way of things. And likewise, Latin America. Look down in Florida. Look at the Cuban-American contingent down there. Who don't want to be called Cuban-Americans? They're just Americans. They're more loyal to this country than a lot of native-born people are. And that's because they came from someplace worse. What does all this mean for the party of open borders? Well, it means they need to sell their policies to the flood of people coming over our southern border. And this would be the same Latinos who value family and opportunity and hard work and freedom and religion. And the problem is that doesn't match up well with what the Democrats are offering, which is abortion on demand, grievance, government handouts, and a chance to have their lives guided by the smart people. The Dems are offering them the opportunity to become wards of the state if they will just give up everything they value. Isn't that some kind of a deal, huh? And maybe this is why Republicans are beginning to recognize this and make inroads with minorities. Minorities are waking to the fact that of what the Republicans are selling, which despite their their constant fumbling of the ball, most of them actually do offer more personal freedom and less government intervention. And that's a better deal than the Democrat offering. Donald Trump won 32% of the Latinos and 19% of black males in 2020. And that wasn't a fluke. Freedom beckons. Freedom beckons to everyone. It's something's built into us. Glenn Youngkin won 50% of the Latino vote in Virginia this year. Just like that, all of a sudden Republicans are discovering that minorities don't belong to anyone. They can be won over with the right policy and aggressive outreach. So, how's that demographics is destiny thing working for the Democrats now? Good old Roy tried to warn the Democrats in a paper he recently wrote, and I'm going to paraphrase, but he basically said their political dominance was assured only if they didn't go full bat guano crazy. But the Democrats stayed true to their nature. They went full bat guano crazy. Minorities do still lean Democrat, but they're becoming less and less happy about it. And now they're just waiting for an alternate sales pitch. And this opportunity is there. It's ripe for the taking. This is what the Republicans need to seize. If they were to make that pitch, the minorities would move toward the red, and the Democrats will move toward securing the border. That will change things great. As Donald Trump would tell you, construction projects are easy to build. The hard part is getting the permission and the funding to even begin. It was never worth it to them to have a border wall for the Democrats, but if the minorities become red, watch and see how fast they throw that thing up there. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. People can pretend the Great Reset is a conspiracy theory all they want. It won't make it go away. That is true. They definitely want to do a Great Reset, but there's a problem with that. Because they have reset various places. And American cities on the Democrats' watch are drifting away from civilization. The most obvious problem is the rising crime, which, and I mean all crime, everything from mass murders to mass retail theft. I mean, go look at the Chicago Times. Go look at the New York Times to see what I mean. But the decline in civilization happens in smaller ways, too. Like this story out of San Francisco. There's a book of, it's called San Francisco's West Portal Neighborhoods. It says when you're in West Portal and the adjacent Forest Hill and St. Francis Wood, it's hard to believe you're still in San Francisco. These quiet and picturesque neighborhoods are decidedly non-urban, yet they're connected by a streetcar tunnel that leads under Twin Peaks to the bustling downtown area, 2 miles through the city's mountainous core. In fact, West Portal is named for the western end of this tunnel, which opened in 1917 to bring residents from the city center to what were new garden suburbs. Originally, West Portal was sandy and scruffy, while Forest Hill and St. Francis Wood were heavily forested. The neighborhoods grew rapidly in the 1920s, and today West Portal is a popular shopping and entertainment district, while St. Francis Wood and Forest Hill boast some of the city's finest architecture and landscaping. Not too long ago, you could walk around safely around the busy West Portal shopping street. Kids would clutch quarters in their hands, buying candy or ice cream. The shopkeepers knew them. They would run into the parents of their friends. It was very much a family neighborhood. Then if you went back about, 8, 10 years ago, some of the stores were gone, but it was still a busy, friendly street without chain stores sullying it. And the library was unchanged, which was comforting to most people. Then recently, for all these people that knew this from their youth, there's this horrifying video shot at an intersection just one block east of the northwestern end of West Portland. That intersection was down the hill from where a lot of people went to school. And, it was for 90 years, it was a solidly middle class and friendly neighborhood. What the video showed was a vast crowd around the intersection watching a car spin donuts. They call this a sideshow. Others who know the neighborhood were equally horrified by this. Now, to me, while that's bad and it's disrupting a lot of harmony, it's not that bad, but for the people that are out there watching this happen, it apparently got bad. And judging by the tweets on the subject, it was some time before the police finally stopped this. When the donut spinning was done, though, the intersection looked like it had been a liftoff zone. I mean, all of that burning rubber and everything was quite the thing. And it turns out that another sideshow took place at the same time in the Sunset District, 20 blocks away from this area. And just a week ago from that, in Oakland, there was a massive sideshow complete with gunfire. And a lot of people look at what's happening now, and they take it all the way back to 2013 with the Zimmerman self-defense shooting against Trayvon Martin. Leftists began to steadily chip away at the infrastructure that supports law-abiding middle-class America. And the war on police blossomed into defund the police, which segued seamlessly into no bail, which resulted in 6 people dying in Waukesha. And a sideshow in which was once the quietest and safest middle-class neighborhood in San Francisco. So many are describing what's happening in America now as a top-down revolution, and that is the political class, the billionaires, and the affluent professional class have been marinated in Marxism in college, and they're imposing a Cloward and Piven strategy. To implement the socialist revolution that these rich people desire and assume they'll survive, they're systematically destroying all the institutional breaks that keep a society safe and functioning. And right now, the leftists are insulated from this, and the, you know, people that are being harmed by this are just ordinary people who just want to live a peaceful life in a stable, affluent country, you know? So, yeah, they want to reset. They just can't control what they're starting. Let's do this for one more hour, shall we? I think so. I think it warrants it. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.